coming now to the parashiyos of the others, Bereishis. Tana Devei Eliyahu brings down Chayev Odom Loimar Mosai Gil Maisu V'Maisa Avois. What do we need the whole Chumash Bereishis? We learn Hanhoga in the office. The person is mechuyav to ask himself, when am my ma'isin going to be like the ma'isin of the Avos Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov? The person is mechuyav to ask himself to say Chayev Odom Loimar. Remember the Lashon, because we're going to get back to the Lashon. Chayev Odom Loimar. And my ma'isim are going to be the ma'isim of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov Avin. The kasha is the chayef hazazach. My ma'isim, we were the ma'isim of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was willing to be thrown into the fire for the Rosh Hashanah. Avraham Avinu, Madregas of the Ovis, Madregas that we have no musig of. Achira. How are we supposed to ask ourselves we're going to get to the same Madrig, the Maisim of the Ovis? The Chesed from Avraham Avinu. Trying for the Chesed from Avraham Avinu. Is the first and poshut teretz to this kasha is it doesn't mean the Madriga of the Maisim of the Ovis. Elo, it means just like the Maisim of the Ovis, the Maisim from Shlemus, they reached their potential. Avraham Avinu, his Maisim was a very high Madrega, his potential was great, but his Maisim were Maisim of Shlemus. They did the Maisim through and through to the end. So too, our Maisim on our own Madrega have to be Shlemus. We have to make sure we're living to our potential. That everyone is mechuyev to do. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, as they were on the same Madrega. But we know that nobody was ever on a Madrega from Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could it be that anyone was on a Madrega from Moshe Rabbeinu? And also it means just like Moshe Rabbeinu reached his potential, Aaron HaKohen also reached his potential. The person could sit next, Noilu Mabi could sit next to the greats of the greats. There are many stories. From Gedolim, they were surprised to see this is their partner in Olam Haba. So the Gemara brings down, this is their partner, Poshut Yid, simple Yid. But if the Maisim are Maisim from Shlemus, we can also reach that Madrega. Nobody's going to have a Taina, we always say, that we come up to Shemayim after 120. Nobody's going to have a Taina. You, why weren't you Bikireger? Because I'm not the Bikireger. What are they going to ask? Somebody sounded. The Maisim from Rabbi Yitzchak of Chonon, everyone knows the Maisim, the famous story from Rabbi Yitzchak of Chonon. It's called Chonon Specter, when he was a little boy, he overheard his parents talking about maybe taking him out of yeshiva. He wasn't doing well. And he wasn't sure this is really what he wanted. He wanted to stay, but it was hard for him. And he went that night to the Beis Medrash, and he was crying in front of the Aron Kodesh, the little boy, and he fell asleep in the Beis Medrash. And he had a dream. And in his dream, he dreamt that Itaka left yeshiva, and he became a choshev balabos, a good balabos. And he grew as a balabos, he raised children, supporting them, they should learn Torah, he was sharing the Torah and mitzvah, he said, good balabos, they get him a Torah. I called Choshev Balabos. And he grew old and he died in an old age in his dream. And he went up to Shemaim. And he was sure, comes in front of the Bezdin, Shalamailu. And he was sure, oh yeah, it's a good Jew. I gave Meiser, I eat only kosher, I raised my children a Torah, the Galatian. What could be wrong with me? And all of a sudden you hear the word Yitzchak Elchanan Smoilo. Elchanan Smoilo. No, it's wrong. Yitzchak Elchanan Specter. Back again, Specter. Elchanan Specter Smoilo. Betzicha. You're a murderer. I didn't kill anyone in my life. Shtey, go. It says over here, you are a murderer. Smoila. What did I kill? Show me who I killed. I want to see. Who did I kill? Out comes an old man. Hoshvayit. The hamburger and a frack. And a rov. Hoshav a rov. A godla dur. Says, I never killed that person. Who is this person? You don't recognize this person? Now, who is this person, Rabbi Isai? This person was nobody else. It wasn't Rabbi Kveger. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. This person was Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Hagoyin, Arava, Godla, Hagoyin, Elchanan, Specter. This is what you could have become if you stayed in Torah, if you stayed in learning, if you stayed in Yeshiva. That was the Taina on him. The Taina on him was, he killed himself. This is what it means. Chayv Adam Loimar. Person is mechuyev to strive to reach the mice of the others. And just like the others, they didn't lose their potential. They are mashlim with their potential. Avram Avinu was the Avram Avinu he was expected to be. And Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, and that's what's expected from us. This is one pshat. And this we have to know, it's very important. Together with the other pshat, so the second pshat, I think, is a gewaldige pshat. I heard just recently. Chayev Adam Loimar. Chayev Adam Loimar. Mosa Yigi Amaisav. It's the Maisav Avaisav. Chayev Adam Loimar. A person has to say. He has to want. It's unreachable. There's no such thing. A person has to want. He has to say. He has to talk about it. He has to have the rotsim. A person has to expect a lot from himself. He has to be a mevakish. I can't, not for me, I don't want. A person has to want. Mosaigi or Maisav to Maisav, I want to be the God Lador. I can't be the God Lador. Who says I can't be the God Lador? I had a friend. We're in the same vat together in yeshiva, and the mashgiach and the vat. Now, till today, I'm not sure what this vat was all about. I don't know why he told us this exactly, but he has this vat, and he said it. And I asked people of gold and from old generations, he has this vat. He says over, and nobody really understood why he says it over. I never got a clear answer, but the ma'isa, he says this vat over, and the vat is a vat on. You're not going to be God Lador. God Lador brings out the chashivas of what a God is. But the ma'isa, a mashkiach maybe, God, not to become a mashkiach God, but not a God Lador. You know what a God Lador is. Now, I have one friend who, I thought some of us, you know, argued. Some of us said, in a hanam, you know, God Lador. I don't want to be God Lador, because it doesn't look like they have such a good life, right? Their houses are not, they're not such a great friend. Unless you're a Rebbe, I'm saying, then you have to be Chassidish. I'm saying, regular God Lador, his life, right? He doesn't have such nice furniture. You could have Chaim Kanievsky's house, so it looks, doesn't look like the kind of house I'm going to look like. Yeah, I won't be a God Lador. No. I'll be a Rosh Hashiva. Hashiva looks nice, right? Get to live in Ramat Shlomo. A God also is a frack. It doesn't look as nice as it, yeah? They don't wear shtolts. Over. So I won't be a God Lador. And some people said, hey, he's just saying that, he's talking to them, he's not talking to me. Right? Okay, they said it to themselves. It was one guy, action, a good friend of mine, a real stubborn guy. What do you mean, a God Lador? He had riots, Scheinberg. No, he had answers, he had riots, this one, that. Back and forth. What do you mean I can't be a God Lador? 2 days later, I see him again following Mashkiach Nebuch, who's trying to go into the village. He's running after him. What Rebbe said the other day in the Bible, I'm not masking. I can be a God Lador. Why? I can't become a God Lador. I can become a God Lador. Okay, you can be good looking. No, you don't really believe it. Hashgiach is telling me that. Don't believe it. Don't, why can't I? You've got action that you sent to your fish. The whole year, the Amish did not like this Vad. I thought he was going to stop coming to the Vad after this. Now, Rabbi said, this guy became the Godel Shebechaburim from all of our friends, and he wasn't at that point. He wasn't holding at that point on the top of the Chabur. I got him from the Chaburis a long time, and he was not from the best learners in the Chabur. Such and such that I got to spoke to somebody else who was in the yeshiva at the time, and he said, you know, that guy, when I think about him, then I get down. Other people, I don't get down. You know, I didn't expect so much was expected from me, but him, he learned with that guy with Chavrusa also, and he remembers, he said, I don't know, I was much better than him. Today, this guy is one of the most choshev chabur koilim in Yerushalayim. Stacking in the mind, not from the top of the Yerushalayim.
Sitting in the back.
Choshev, he's not in the back, no. Over the mic? No. No. Chlamat. No, it's done by his table now with Svarim open in front of him. Masnid, Atamut Chochim, a respected Ingaman, Mamish, in the Choshev community. I'm not going to give too much away. Masnid, a respected Ingaman, a Choshev, Ingaman today. Alon Ladornat! What a shifas he had. He never gave up. He went on to this yeshiva, to that yeshiva, wherever every yeshiva he went to, he started from the bottom and climbed his way up to the top. He never gave up. And people thought he was a shugra. Till today, he has ideas. I tell him, what are you kidding? He's going to do it. And you know something? Now everybody believes him. He can do it. The trick is not to give up. Chayev adam loymar. Chayev adam loymar. One time, Rav Aaron Kotler, one time when he came to Eretz Yisrael, when he used to come to Eretz Yisrael, he used to go always to the Blaze Yudel Finkel, the Shiva from the Mir. The famous story, one time when he went to the Blaze Yudel, Rav Aaron took out 500, Rav Blaze Yudel, when Rav Aaron was going back to America, he took out $500 of Blaze Yudel, and he gave it to Rav Aaron. So Rav Aaron said, what's this for? $500 was a tremendous sum of money in those days. I was thinking, big deal, $500. In those days, it was a lot of money.
This is in the Mir and...
Short. The Mir in Yerushalayim. No, in Yerushalayim. It was after the war.
Blaze Yudel Finkel?
The Blaze Yudel Finkel started in the Mir in Yerushalayim.
Yep. It was in Yerushalayim. Survived the war. If I asked Blaze Yudel, what's this $500 for? He said, this $500 I want you to take back to America. It was the first time anyone heard of such a thing. Usually goes the other way. Money comes. Right? You're sending back to America from here money. What do you want me to do with this $500? He said, I want you to go back to Lakewood Yeshiva and give Yeshiva $100 to five Yingalite, to five Avreichim. He said, but not Stam Avreichim, certain Avreichim. Everyone's going to say, yeah, about the top of Asia, right? The smartest guys in the Mace Medrash. You give it, find the five biggest Mavakshin. The five biggest Mavakshin Atariyah has to be. Give this money to them. The ones that want it the most. That's what was Choshev. Those were the Choshev Yingalite. That's the Atariyah he wanted a Chelik. Somebody that wanted it. Chaim Shmulevitz used to tell a story over. One time he went to visit, he used to go, I think, in Elul to visit his grandfather, I think it was, the Alter from the Vardik. Grandfather and uncle, I'm not sure. The Alter from the Vardik. He used to go to the Vardik in Elul. And he asked him one time, he asked the Alter, who's going to be the biggest over here? Who's going to be coming out the biggest here? And he's sure he knew he was going to point to one of a couple of guys, either one of these few guys. Out to point to somebody that he didn't think he was going to point to. So he said, why him? Why not these guys? Well, this guy's the smartest guy. This guy's the biggest masmid. He said, this guy, he wants it. He's the biggest mavakish. He wants it. This person that he's pointed on was the stipend. And many people say the story can't be true because the Baal the disciple was the biggest goyin. The disciple was a goyin. It's true. And the biggest matzmid. Wait, I don't know. I heard from someone that heard this from Reb Chaim Shalevitz. A close Talmud from Reb Chaim Shalevitz heard the story from Reb Chaim Shalevitz. He pointed to the disciple. Chayv adam loymar. The person to want it. To talk about it. Yeah, now I'm going to do this. Everyone makes fun of these guys that come in with all their plans this month. Yeah, sure, I'm going to see it. And then Seder, and second Seder, and you're going to see it. Like there's a ninth Seder. Yes, talk about it. Talk about it. Make plans. I see this guy's learning this, I'm going to learn. Why are you going to learn that? Because he's learning that. Yeah, why not? Why not? Have shifas. Be mavakish. Want. Talk about it. I always had a problem with this lashon. Kol hayom hi sichosi. That's all I talk about. Torah. David HaMelech say, I learn it. I'm oisik in it. I'm imik in it. I'm sichosi. Kol hayom hi sichosi. This is what I talk about a whole day. Had a Rebbe once used to compare it like a chosin. Look at a chosin. Look at the chosin talks about his kala. But more so the kala talks about the chosin. A whole day. You're talking that, and then you did that. I went somewhere this morning to get my Rav card, Rav Kav. And I walked in, and I couldn't get. Everyone said there's grace of lines over there. There were no lines on my side this morning. I went in, I just walked straight in, and there were two ladies by two desks, and I think it was the first break they had in the last week. Right? They were sitting there schmoozing away. They were talking about their kids. They were talking, telling the story, this one, and she put on this one, and put on that. This kid was wearing this. I couldn't make out the conversation exactly, because you know when they talk very fast. And, I wanted some attention, you know, I wanted my Ravka. There was nobody online before the Mars. And I couldn't get them to stop talking, they were so into it. So into the conversation. The kids are choshim to them. What the kids did this morning, yeah, it's choshim. What the kid ate for breakfast, it means something to them. When a person is machshiv something, they talk about it. They talk about it. That's their conversation. You can't stop them from speaking about it. The guy will make you meshuga. I heard 16 times about your night last night. I have no interest anymore. The guy wants to talk about it. He wants to talk about it. It excites him. His new car excites him. He wants to talk about it. Has this and that. When a person has shifas, when a person has a cheshik, when he's mavakish, this is what I want. I want to sit in yeshiva. And I want to learn. And that's really what you want. This that you really believe, I'm not going to make it, that doesn't get in the way. You talk about it. You talk about it. You want it. And it's not true that a person can't do it. Once I give my voice of Avram Avinu, there's no Avram Avinu anymore in the world. Other person that really wants, Taisa says in Subis, and I heard this Taisa a long time ago, and nobody really believes this Taisa. But it's Taisa! It's Mishkina, and it's Paskina, and it's Halacha. It's Taisa. It's not even a Baal Musa. It's not even a Mashkech saying it Navad. It's Tosfos. Tosfos says by Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Nachman.
Rabbi Akiva. Let's not get into it. Rabbi Akiva, when he wanted to go to Torah, Kalba Sabu, his father-in-law, left, and he said that if his daughter marries this guy, he's going to have nothing. This Amoritz, it's nothing. He doesn't know Aleph Beis. He's going to have nothing to do with her or him. And even though he's rich, he's not going to support. And he made a nether, he's not going to give him a penny. And he's not going to have what to do with him. Comes back, his son-in-law, 24 years later, with thousands of talmidim, the god Ladar, and they're singing Yomim, and they have signs, and they have Baruch Habo. They have whatever you mean. The whole town came out to meet him. And Kalbasa was standing there. It's my son-in-law. I just have a problem. I don't speak to him. You know? Why is your son-in-law wearing rags? Why is he driving a jalopy? He doesn't have a nice car. You're a rich person. This is your Aiden. Right? You're the Shver. You're not embarrassed. Kalbasa had a problem now, right? Now he wants to support his son-in-law. Now he wants a chelik in the turn from his son-in-law. But he made a neder. It's a problem. He made a neder. Says Rabbi Akiva to Kalba Savu. Kalba Savu now comes. He says, Rabbi, my son will have a kasha. I want to support you now. I want to help you. But I made a neder. What can I do? Says Rabbi Akiva to Kaaba Savua. If you would have known when I went to learn in Yeshiva that I would come back to God Lador, I would be Matzliach, would you have made this neder? Avadanisht. If I would have known that someone was going to be God Lador, Avadan wouldn't have made it. I didn't think you had it in you. If I would have known, I would not have made the neder. Says Rabbi Akiva, that's a good enough Pesach, and he's out of the neder. He can move out of the neder. Ask Toisvis, if you have a Pesach, if you have a good excuse why you made the neder, right, then you can get out of the neder. Ask Toisvis, how could you get out of such a neder? If the thing that you didn't think would happen with the time you made a neder is not possible to happen, for Neilat, yeah, it's not possible, right? So, if there's no way, Neilat, explain, if there's no way you would have known that it could have happened, so then how could you make, then you can't get out of the neder. Then you can't get out of the neder. If it's something that you could have foreseen, so then you can get out of the neder. If it's something you couldn't have foreseen, so you can't get out of the neder. That's basically the kasha. Then there's no way you would even know how it is.
But can you foresee every year to become a
goddess? All times it says, Toysis, says Toyka Paskin Talocha. It's not just Matthew saying this. Toysis says this. A person that goes to yeshiva, kol holech li yeshiva, it's a vadai nasa adam godl. He will become an adam godl. A person goes to yeshiva to learn Torah, he will become an adam godl. In fact, everyone in the kasha, he's in yeshiva, he's not becoming a tam tchochem. I see a lot of people sitting in yeshiva not becoming a tam tchochem. Teretz is, I just heard a teretz recently. This is basically the teretz, but I just heard someone said so recently. Is what does it mean a person's holech l'beirav? There's a person that's in yeshiva, right? Because yeshiva that he's in, he happens to be in the yeshiva. Or there's a person that this is his yeshiva. He's the actual person in yeshiva. If Chak when he's in yeshiva, when he's out of yeshiva, he's a person that's in yeshiva. He's not just in this yeshiva. He's not just enrolled in yeshiva. His parents, it's not just that his parents get a call every first of the month. Can I charge the credit card? Can I put in the check? This is a person that's in yeshiva. This is what's called a ben Torah. A person that makes himself into a ben Torah. Mm-hmm. And he becomes a ben yeshiva. Not so adam godl. He'll become an adam godl. Yeah, I'm talking Taisus. From Taisus. His kapasim to halacha can be made for the neder. To be made for the neder. There are a lot of stories, Maisa. People don't believe. People say, yeah. They don't tell stories about it. Stories from Gedolim and Kanievsky. A lot of people say, the disciple of Dr. was a guy. A lot of people say, Chaim Kanievsky. They didn't think he was going to be that great when he was younger. But I can tell you the Maisa personal stories. I saw people. I did not. I had a friend. He said to me, you know, would you be surprised if I come back to you, yeah, 20 years from now, the Shiva uniform, it's not for him, Shiva uniform. Person is a choshev, and he has a very choshev shteller today also. He even has the shteller. He's talking about Ein Rosh Yeshiva, not yet. I'm sure he's on his way one day. I don't know if he has the uniform yet. I haven't seen him in a while. No, he doesn't have the uniform yet. He doesn't need the uniform. He's choshev without the uniform. People grow. I've seen it firsthand. People grow. The question a person has to ask is, Chayav Adam Loimado. Talk about it. Be it. A person has to want. He has to ask himself, when am I going to reach these heights? When am I going to become great? Talk about this Talmud Chacham. That he's great. I love the way when he comes to Chasanas, he dances to Yomim. When are you going to be that Rosh Yeshiva? When are you going to be that person, a mentor? A Muslim dika person. Midas, I want to have good midas. I want to be a Shemayim. Anybody can reach these things. Anybody can reach these heights. Anybody can reach these heights. What makes a person reach these heights is wanting it. A rotzen pill, we always say. You heard this before. There's no pill for rotzen. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, promises, the Torah says, that nothing, when a person wants, they wish to give him, even if he wants bad. I know guys, they tell me, you know, when they're teenagers, they used to daven for bad things. They still were always connected to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. They knew when they were getting these things that they wanted that they shouldn't have been dealing with, it was coming from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. They said, thank you. The Eibishter helps whichever way you want to go. Bilam HaRosha, that's what we learned from. Bilam HaRosha. You wanted to go. We have to make our nisha something called tzorchi. What's your tzorch? What do I need? You have to make our need. That's what you have to do. And that's what they expect from you. And that's what they're going to tie in on us after 120. Did you make it your need? Did you become you? We have to make sure we make our needs the right needs. This is the word. Chayv adam loymar. Mosai yomaisov. Mosai yomaisov.